correct?
Yeah, about the whistleblowing policy, about fraud in the company. I want to speak to somebody because employees have not acted reasonably. They've acted with misconduct, gross misconduct and negligence towards my life, and they're false processing information, and I'm even receiving a letter as recently as yesterday that's been falsified, and I can prove it, and I want something done about it.
Okay, who did you speak to? Did you speak to Jane Middleton-Albury?
Who's our
legal person?
To who, Jane?
Yeah.
Jane, I thought Jeremy Chambers, Jeremy...
She works for Jeremy.
Jeremy Chambers has already been done for most gross misconduct himself, is that not correct? I've already had to put him in my website, and he was transferred over for sexual assault, and now they're predicting on me, knowing that I'm an innocent man, and he's been given a second chance in that company. I've not even done anything wrong, yeah? I can prove my innocence, and they keep attacking me. Every letter I'm getting is with Jeremy's signature, and he's letting this Lavinia, who I can prove, they falsified all the timestamps, all the information, and falsified a possession order and went to steal my home. Yeah, they've held me in my house from an ASBO case that they know is illegal, and there's threats in the ASBO, and they're sending me the threats. Like, if you attend court and diss us, we're going to remand. And that's what they keep doing. You keep remanning, or as they say, people are getting allowed to leave the companies without no disciplinary action happening. New people are coming in place, then the new people are attacking me. And this continues to happen. I want something done about it. My life's in danger because of Enfield Council's employees.
If your life is in danger, can you report that to the police?
The Metropolitan Police and the Enfield Council together.
Yeah, mate,
I'm not asking the council. What I'm explaining is the council can put misconduct or gross misconduct and take the employees that they know are acting fraudulently in the company. They shouldn't be in the company if I can prove they're acting fraudulently. They're touching people's personal data, such as mine and others. This is against the law and the ruling for what the mandatory company was set out. The mandate was set out in the company to achieve in the beginning. What I'm saying is there's fraud in the company. I can prove it. Let me falsify the possession order. He completely falsified all the claims in it and sent it to my address. I phoned him and I had recordings of all of this. They also, together, the Metropolitan Police and the Enfield Council, held a meeting inside the Civic Centre in 2014, and it took Steve Ellsmore, who I've got in the release forms from you lot, saying that Steve and a gentleman and or maybe a lady called Pat in your offices made the ASBO. And what they done is that they never had no true victims or no members of the public. They falsified an ASBO, called it the Organisation of Illegal Raves, and advertised this in the newspapers about me. But no one even arrested me. All of the signatures are forged. All of their timestamps are forged. It says that white people committed the crime. I'm not even white. Yeah, I've been trying to prove to Enfield Council for the last 5 years that I'm not white, and you're illegally holding me because you have falsified an ASBO application, forgot to arrest me, and everything that's wrong with it. Now, because of that, you're employing people like Lemmy, who started in October 2016. He's coming straight into the company, overlooking everyone else's work and all the emails of complaints that have gone in, and he's falsifying a possession order and going to steal my house and make me pay court costs and everything else. And he's asking for custodial sentences. Now, you keep phoning up the doctors. You phoned up the doctors again yesterday and asked for the doctors to come to my address today. Why are you putting the phone down?
Because I'm